I'm holding in my hands beans that I've never, ever had before. It's with great excitement and anticipation and interest that Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has just opened a bag roasted by artisan roaster CGP Fürth Café in Vienna. And it is the Indian Balmadi Estate bean. It's an Arabica blend, probably already at origin, and it's organic, biodynamic. And it's very interesting because the only Indian coffee that I know is the AAA BB plantation that I've had roasted by Drury in London near Tower Bridge. They are based near Tower Bridge. But this particular one that I've got here in my hands, I've opened the bag and I've laid them as I normally do. My ritual is to lay out all the beans on a clean kitchen towel and to just examine them first. And I can actually also see some pea berries in there. There are some really large beans as well in there. So that again maybe points towards the fact that at the origin, it's a blend of a few farmers, I guess. Maybe it's a cooperative, I don't quite know. But it's, well, actually, if it's the Balmadi estate, maybe it's a whole estate and they just kind of, well, they blend at farm probably. But the bean, well, there's a tiny shine on the bean. It's not a dark roast by any means, but it is slightly darker than what I've been used to lately. What I've been used to from Small Batch, for example, and from Butterworth. And in fact, also other roasts that CGP does are on the matte finish side, I would say. This particular bean has got a bit of a shine on it, but I also think that the beans have been sweating just a tiny bit because when I wipe them off, it's all kind of better. But it's really with a lot of interest that I'm now going to pull a shot with it. I've decided to keep the temperature fairly low because the roast is a bit darker, so I'm going to have it at 91.7 at the brew head, which is 104 in the boiler itself, still on my Rocket R58, which I've been reunited with yesterday. So I'm going to do a few tests with this particular bean, do a few shots, and report back on the taste, the mouthfeel, and all the goodness that will, I'm sure, come out of this particular roast and this particular bean. So check back in because I'm going to boo more about it.